The Elementary Forms of Religious Life by Emile Durkheim. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Elementary Forms of Religious Life is a book written by Emile Durkheim in 1912. It is considered to be one of the most important works of sociology and is often referred to as the founding text of the sociology of religion. In the book, Durkheim examines the origins and functions of religion in society. He argues that religion is a social phenomenon that is essential to the functioning of society. He further argues that religion is a product of collective consciousness, and that it is the source of morality and social solidarity. Durkheim begins by examining the nature of religion and its role in society. He argues that religion is a product of collective consciousness, and that it is the source of morality and social solidarity. He further argues that religion is a social phenomenon that is essential to the functioning of society. He then examines the various forms of religious life, including totemism, animism, and polytheism. He argues that these forms of religious life are the most primitive and that they are the foundation of all other forms of religion. Durkheim then examines the various functions of religion in society. He argues that religion serves to unify society by providing a shared set of beliefs and values. He further argues that religion serves to provide a sense of meaning and purpose to life. He also argues that religion serves to provide a sense of security and stability to society. Finally, he argues that religion serves to provide a sense of identity and belonging to individuals. In conclusion, The Elementary Forms of Religious Life is an important work of sociology that examines the origins and functions of religion in society. Durkheim argues that religion is a product of collective consciousness, and that it is the source of morality and social solidarity. He further argues that religion serves to unify society by providing a shared set of beliefs and values, and that it serves to provide a sense of meaning and purpose to life. He also argues that religion serves to provide a sense of security and stability to society, and that it serves to provide a sense of identity and belonging to individuals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Religion is a social phenomenon. Durkheim argues that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. Durkheim argued that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a social phenomenon, and that it is an expression of the collective conscience of a society. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Durkheim's view of religion as a social phenomenon is based on the idea that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Durkheim's view of religion as a social phenomenon is based on the idea that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. In conclusion, Durkheim's view of religion as a social phenomenon is based on the idea that religion is a collective representation of a society's beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a shared system of beliefs and practices that is held by a group of people, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective identity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective solidarity of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective morality of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of justice of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. He argued that religion is a way of expressing the collective sense of purpose of a society, and that it is a way of expressing the collective values and beliefs of a society. Main idea number 2. Religion is a product of society. Durkheim argues that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. Durkheim argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual belief. He argued that religion is a reflection of the social and cultural values of a society, and that it is a product of the collective beliefs and practices of a group of people. He argued that religion is a product of the collective consciousness of a society, and is not simply a matter of individual. Main idea number 3. Religion is a source of social cohesion. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it binds individuals together in a shared set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it binds individuals together in a shared set of beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it provides individuals with a sense of belonging and identity. He argued that religion is a source of moral guidance, as it provides individuals with a set of moral principles and values to live by. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides individuals with a set of rules and regulations to follow. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides individuals with a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bridge the gap between different social groups. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it binds individuals together in a shared set of beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, moral guidance, social control, and social integration, and that it is an important source of social cohesion. Main idea number 4. Religion is a source of social control. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social control, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a moral code that is accepted by the majority of people in a society. This moral code is enforced through religious rituals, ceremonies, and beliefs, which serve to reinforce the values and norms of the society. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful tool for social control, as it provides a sense of order and stability in a society. By providing a set of rules and regulations that are accepted by the majority of people, religion helps to maintain social order and stability. Durkheim also argued that religion is a source of social control because it provides a sense of belonging and identity to individuals in a society. By providing a shared set of beliefs and values, religion helps to create a sense of unity and solidarity among members of a society. This sense of belonging and identity helps to create a sense of loyalty and commitment to the society, which helps to maintain social order and stability. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social control because it provides a sense of purpose and meaning to individuals in a society. By providing a set of beliefs and values that are accepted by the majority of people, religion helps to give individuals a sense of purpose and meaning in their lives. This sense of purpose and meaning helps to motivate individuals to act in accordance with the values and norms of the society, which helps to maintain social order and stability. Main idea number 5. Religion is a source of morality. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of morality, as it provides a set of moral codes that guide the behavior of individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality, as it provides a set of moral codes that guide the behavior of individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a source of morality because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to guide behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to regulate behavior and to create a sense of solidarity among members of a society. Main idea number 6. Religion is a source of social solidarity. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it binds individuals together in a shared set of beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it provides individuals with a sense of belonging and identity. He argued that religion is a source of moral guidance, as it provides individuals with a set of moral principles and values to live by. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides individuals with a set of rules and regulations to follow. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social stability, as it provides individuals with a sense of security and stability in their lives. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity because it provides individuals with a shared set of beliefs and values. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it provides individuals with a sense of belonging and identity. He argued that religion is a source of moral guidance, as it provides individuals with a set of moral principles and values to live by. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides individuals with a set of rules and regulations to follow. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social stability, as it provides individuals with a sense of security and stability in their lives. Main idea number 7. Religion is a source of social integration. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that bring individuals together. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that bring individuals together. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bind individuals together. He argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of unity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of belonging. He argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of community. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of unity. He argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of belonging. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of community. He argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of solidarity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social integration, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to bring individuals together and create a sense of harmony. Main idea number 8. Religion is a source of social order. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social order, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social order because it provides a set of rules and regulations that govern the behavior of individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society because it creates a sense of shared values and beliefs that can be used to guide behavior. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity because it provides a common set of beliefs and values that can be used to unify a society. He argued that religion can also be used to create a sense of social control, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that can be used to regulate behavior. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose in life, as it provides a set of beliefs and values that can be used to give life meaning and purpose. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful source of social order because it provides a set of shared values and beliefs that can be used to guide behavior. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of social solidarity, as it provides a common set of beliefs and values that can be used to unify a society. He also argued that religion can be used to create a sense of social control, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that can be used to regulate behavior. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose in life, as it provides a set of beliefs and values that can be used to give life meaning and purpose. Main idea number 9. Religion is a source of social stability. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social stability, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that help to maintain the status quo. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social stability, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that help to maintain the status quo. He argued that religion serves to unify people by providing them with a common set of beliefs and values that they can all agree upon. This shared set of beliefs and values helps to create a sense of solidarity and belonging among members of a society, which in turn helps to maintain social order and stability. Durkheim also argued that religion serves to provide a moral code of conduct that helps to regulate the behavior of individuals within a society. This moral code helps to ensure that individuals act in accordance with the values and norms of the society, thus helping to maintain social stability. Durkheim also argued that religion serves to provide a sense of meaning and purpose to individuals within a society. By providing individuals with a sense of meaning and purpose, religion helps to give individuals a sense of direction and motivation in life. This sense of meaning and purpose helps to provide individuals with a sense of stability and security, which in turn helps to maintain social stability. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion serves to provide individuals with a sense of hope and optimism. By providing individuals with a sense of hope and optimism, religion helps to give individuals a sense of purpose and direction in life. This sense of hope and optimism helps to provide individuals with a sense of stability and security, which in turn helps to maintain social stability. Main idea number 10. Religion is a source of social identity. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social identity, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that define the identity of individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social identity, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that define the identity of individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals within a society by providing them with a shared set of beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it provides a sense of belonging and identity to individuals within a society. He argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to bind individuals together. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social stability, as it provides a set of shared values and beliefs that can be used to maintain order and stability within a society. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social progress, as it provides a set of shared values and beliefs that can be used to promote social change and progress. Main idea number 11. Religion is a source of social meaning. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social meaning, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that give individuals a sense of purpose and direction. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social meaning, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that give individuals a sense of purpose and direction. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals within a society by providing them with a shared set of values and beliefs. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to bind individuals together. He also argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides a set of norms and values that can be used to regulate behavior. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social identity, as it provides individuals with a sense of belonging and identity within a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social meaning, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that give individuals a sense of purpose and direction. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, and that it serves to unify individuals within a society by providing them with a shared set of values and beliefs. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social solidarity, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to bind individuals together. He also argued that religion is a source of social control, as it provides a set of norms and values that can be used to regulate behavior. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social identity, as it provides individuals with a sense of belonging and identity within a society. Religion can also provide individuals with a sense of security and comfort, as it provides a set of beliefs and values that can be used to make sense of the world and to provide individuals with a sense of purpose and direction. Main idea number 12. Religion is a source of social power. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social power, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to influence and control individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social power because it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to influence and control individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force because it is based on a shared set of beliefs and values that are accepted by the majority of people in a society. This shared set of beliefs and values can be used to shape the behavior of individuals in a society, as well as to create a sense of solidarity and unity among members of a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful source of social power because it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to influence and control individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force because it is based on a shared set of beliefs and values that are accepted by the majority of people in a society. This shared set of beliefs and values can be used to shape the behavior of individuals in a society, as well as to create a sense of solidarity and unity among members of a society. Additionally, Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful source of social power because it provides a set of shared symbols and rituals that can be used to reinforce the shared beliefs and values of a society. These symbols and rituals can be used to create a sense of belonging and identity among members of a society, as well as to create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful source of social power because it provides a set of shared moral codes and ethical principles that can be used to guide the behavior of individuals in a society. These moral codes and ethical principles can be used to create a sense of order and stability in a society, as well as to create a sense of justice and fairness. Main idea number 13. Religion is a source of social change. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social change, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to challenge existing social structures and norms. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social change, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to challenge existing social structures and norms. He argued that religion is a powerful force for social change, as it can provide a sense of solidarity and collective identity that can be used to challenge existing power structures. He also argued that religion can provide a moral framework that can be used to challenge existing social norms and values. Finally, he argued that religion can provide a sense of purpose and meaning that can be used to motivate people to take action and create social change. Durkheim argued that religion can be a powerful tool for social change, as it can provide a sense of shared identity and purpose that can be used to challenge existing power structures and social norms. He argued that religion can provide a moral framework that can be used to challenge existing social structures and values. He also argued that religion can provide a sense of solidarity and collective identity that can be used to motivate people to take action and create social change. Finally, he argued that religion can provide a sense of purpose and meaning that can be used to inspire people to create social change. Main idea number 14. Religion is a source of social progress. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of social progress, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to promote positive change in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social progress, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to promote positive change in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force for social cohesion, as it binds individuals together in a shared system of beliefs and values. This shared system of beliefs and values can be used to promote social progress, as it provides a common language and framework for individuals to work together to achieve a common goal. Durkheim argued that religion can also be used to promote moral progress, as it provides a set of shared values and norms that can be used to guide individuals in their behavior. Finally, Durkheim argued that religion can be used to promote intellectual progress, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to stimulate critical thinking and debate. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful source of social progress, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to promote positive change in a society. Religion can be used to promote social cohesion, moral progress, and intellectual progress, and thus can be a powerful force for positive change in a society. Main idea number 15. Religion is a source of spiritual fulfillment. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of spiritual fulfillment, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to find meaning and purpose in life. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of spiritual fulfillment, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to find meaning and purpose in life. Religion is a collective representation of the sacred, and it is through this collective representation that individuals can find a sense of belonging and identity. Religion also provides a moral code that can be used to guide behavior and decision-making. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of social cohesion, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among members of a society. Religion also provides a sense of security and stability, as it provides a set of rules and regulations that can be used to regulate behavior and maintain social order. Finally, religion can provide a sense of spiritual fulfillment, as it provides a set of beliefs and values that can be used to find meaning and purpose in life. Main idea number 16. Religion is a source of collective effervescence. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of collective effervescence, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion is a powerful force that can bring people together and create a sense of collective identity and purpose. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective effervescence because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. He argued that religion can be used to create a sense of collective identity and purpose, and that it can be used to bring people together and create a sense of shared purpose and meaning. Durkheim argued that religion is a powerful force that can be used to create a sense of collective effervescence, as it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a sense of unity and solidarity among individuals in a society. Main idea number 17. Religion is a source of collective representations. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of collective representations, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective representations, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that religion is a collective representation of the world, as it is based on a shared set of beliefs and values that are accepted by the members of a society. This shared understanding of the world is then used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among the members of the society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective representations because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. This shared understanding of the world is then used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among the members of the society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective representations because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. This shared understanding of the world is then used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among the members of the society. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective representations because it provides a shared set of beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. This shared understanding of the world is then used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among the members of the society. Religion also serves as a source of collective representations because it provides a shared set of symbols and rituals that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. These symbols and rituals can be used to create a sense of belonging and identity among the members of the society. Main idea number 18. Religion is a source of collective conscience. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared sense of morality and justice. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. In conclusion, Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. He argued that religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. Religion is a powerful force in society, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of solidarity and collective identity. Religion is a source of collective conscience, as it provides a shared set of values and beliefs that can be used to create a sense of morality and justice. Main idea number 19. Religion is a source of collective rituals. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of collective rituals, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared sense of identity and belonging. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective rituals, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared sense of identity and belonging. He argued that these collective rituals are essential for the maintenance of social order and cohesion, as they provide a common language and set of symbols that can be used to express shared values and beliefs. Durkheim also argued that collective rituals can be used to reinforce social norms and values, as they provide a way for individuals to express their commitment to the group and its values. Finally, collective rituals can also be used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among members of a group, as they provide a way for individuals to come together and celebrate their shared beliefs and values. Durkheim argued that collective rituals are essential for the maintenance of social order and cohesion, as they provide a common language and set of symbols that can be used to express shared values and beliefs. He argued that collective rituals can be used to reinforce social norms and values, as they provide a way for individuals to express their commitment to the group and its values. Additionally, collective rituals can also be used to create a sense of solidarity and unity among members of a group, as they provide a way for individuals to come together and celebrate their shared beliefs and values. Finally, collective rituals can also be used to create a sense of belonging and identity, as they provide a way for individuals to express their commitment to the group and its values. Main idea number 20. Religion is a source of collective symbols. Durkheim argues that religion is a source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together. Durkheim argued that religion is the primary source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together. He argued that religion is the primary source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together and gives it a sense of unity and purpose. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective symbols because it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together and gives it a sense of unity and purpose. He argued that religion is the primary source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together and gives it a sense of unity and purpose. Durkheim argued that religion is a source of collective symbols because it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together and gives it a sense of unity and purpose. He argued that religion is the primary source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world. He argued that these collective symbols are essential for the formation of a collective conscience, which is the shared set of values and beliefs that binds a society together and gives it a sense of unity and purpose. He argued that religion is the primary source of collective symbols, as it provides a set of shared beliefs and values that can be used to create a shared understanding of the world and to create a sense of solidarity and belonging among members of a society.